This is 1320 WILS and the WILS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley.
Back on the show here, your Friday morning ahead of our Labor Day weekend. And we've talked here about the economy. We'll have more on that later in the show as well as we kind of bounce around today. We are doing that literally and figuratively. Our next topic of interest, the United Nations. Well, they're focusing on ISIS here. And I'll note that our own junior senator from Michigan, Gary Peters, on a fact-finding trip to the Middle East, and they don't give out many details on this on purpose, other than what he's hoping to accomplish. But no, there's no itinerary handed out. This is for security purposes. But he's visiting some of our ally states in the Gulf with the Emirates, with Jordan, et cetera, when they have a very definite interest in fighting ISIS because it's right on their front or back doorstep, as it were. ISIS appears, quote-unquote, desperate and is losing ground to Kurdish fighters who are battling the radicals on behalf of, quote-unquote, again, humanity, the head of a UN panel on Syria said on Thursday. So is ISIS on the run? We've heard mixed reports on that. We've heard about their atrocities, of course, with human beings, their atrocities with antiquities. They love to destroy things, very Taliban-like, but kind of, I guess you would say, on steroids. Let's get the latest from Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher, who is live in Jerusalem this morning. And good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So what is the latest on this here? We have our own senator who is in the region today, kind of comparing notes for United States efforts and allied efforts. What is the latest compared to this UN report? Do they appear desperate and losing ground?
As you mentioned it, it's mixed, quite frankly. ISIS has taken over half of Syria and large parts of Iraq. What happens is they seem to be pushed out of towns, for instance, in Kobani, right on the border with Turkey, but then they come back in different towns, unlike for lack of better words, virus. And there have been targeted airstrikes by the United States against certain ISIS points in both Iraq and Syria. And one of the major things that has happened is that Turkey has decided to actually take a stance on ISIS. They've been asked to for quite some time, but they allowed the United States to use an air base in the southern part of their country for targeted strikes. There appears to be no end in sight to Syria's civil war. At least most people can agree to that. But ISIS is still has a stronghold. They have quite a bit of money. As you mentioned, antiquities. They've taken over, right, for instance, the ancient town of Palmyra. There are reports they blew up tombs just a few days ago. And also they're selling antiquities on the black market. So they have money. They've also taken over oil fields. They're still adept at recruiting young people, which is their biggest strong suit. So I think a lot of world leaders and analysts would argue that ISIS is making headway. They haven't been stopped yet.
Jessica Gallagher is in Jerusalem. Jessica, side issues here that aren't really side issues. You have one. You mentioned the Turks, and of course, I mentioned coming in the Kurds. That's a volatile mix. And also the incredible humanitarian crisis that's going on that has now spread well into Europe, to literally the gates of now Vienna, that goes right back through to Syria in the Middle East. How is all that playing out in vis-a-vis ISIS?
People are fleeing the Middle East and even Africa and North Africa for a reason. In the Middle East, the Syrian conflict, Syrian refugees, right, are now the biggest number of refugees. ISIS is playing a huge role in that. For instance, in Iraq, Syria, and it is creating the biggest migrant crisis since World War II. I think one of the most heartbreaking things is most of the world has seen the image of the little boy who, right, unfortunately washed up on the beach in Turkey. It's really opening people's eyes, and clearly these people are fleeing for a reason. Governments that are corrupt, 4 years of civil war in Syria is a long time, and there seems to be no end in sight. So it is a situation that is not changing. And does ISIS have something to do that with that? Absolutely. But so do other militant groups within Syria, for instance. And one of the main problems there is that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is not has no plans to step aside. He has reiterated this umpteenth times. And there have been targeted airstrikes within Syria against, but the situation remains the same, and that's why so many people are fleeing. It's not a good situation in refugee camps wherever you are in Syria, and that's why you have these millions of people fleeing.
It's a very strange thing, Jessica. Human nature, we can see numbers and these raw numbers with commas and zeros, and you see that one photo of one child, and it seems to galvanize opinion. It certainly did through social media and with media, and using even the discussion on using the photo and how it was done here in the West. Very interesting indeed. Jessica Gallagher reporting from Jerusalem this morning on the United Nations comments regarding the desperate situation of ISIS, maybe not, thereby hangs a tale. Jessica, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate very much. Trying to, I would say, lighten things up somewhat here this morning as we turn from the Middle East and the ISIS situation to one going on in the United States courts yesterday. You know, there were a couple of big courthouse stories. One involved, the county clerk in Kentucky. We won't go through that one too far other than to say, you know, she's been in jail, found in contempt of court. So she was probably the biggest loser, at least in terms of having to spend the night on the taxpayer dime. Ensconced there in Rowan County, Kentucky. The big winner might have been Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, who has his four-game suspension levied out by Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, wiped away by a judge. Telling us more about it this morning, New York City, Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Okay, so the Patriot fans last night, he didn't play in the game. He was nowhere near it, but they were pretty excited about this. Is this a pretty big slam dunk against the commissioner?
It seems to be. I mean, not only did the judge rule in favor of Tom Brady and throw out those four-game suspensions,
right,
but he also pretty much took Goodell to task during this in this ruling, which was 40 pages. And he said, you know, that Goodell developed his own brand of industrial justice when it came to giving Brady the penalties for this. He also said that he was overzealous, chastised him, and said, look, you gave him a lengthy suspension for what basically should have been an equipment violation. and I think that's a $25,000 fine.
This is now part of a growing trend for this commissioner and this league, which probably has the owners scratching their head a little bit because they employ him, of losing in court. I mean, you can't, you know, lawyers can lose in court. They still collect. But at some point, you lose your reputation. This can't be good.
No, and this may, a lot of people are looking at this, there's two, you know, prevalent sides of opinion for this, and one of them is, you know, how in the world did this end up in a federal courtroom to start with? Don't we have better things to put in front of a federal judge? A lot of, you know, people are wondering that. And the other school of thought is that this is, seems to be more of a almost a tipping point for how the NFL handles things. And whether Roger Goodell is, you know, overstepping his not necessarily bounds, but if he's, you know, not using a backhoe to kill a bug, so to speak, with the penalty thing. Because, I mean, that four-game suspension, a lot of people thought that was extremely harsh. Apparently the judge did, too.
I'm marking that down. That's a good one today. I may use that again, a backhoe to kill a bug. that's not bad. And
it's
it
all
seems,
yours.
Yeah, it's okay. Tanya J. Powers reporting from New York as Deflategate basically bounces back the other way for Tom Brady. NFL says they will appeal, so it may not be out of the court yet. But as of right now, he'll be able to play the first four games of the season. Tanya, thank you for being here.
Anytime.
All right, we have more coming up. We'll never use a backhoe to kill a bug. That's just a waste. But we might use some kind of tractor.